country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden at a state dinner in Paris, where he and the First Lady were welcomed, and he described the two countries as enduring allies.
France is our first ally, and that's not insignificant. The fact of the matter is, you were with us to help us secure our freedom, and we are with you 170 years later.
Referring to the Second World War, the president traveled to France to mark 80 years since D-Day. Today, his trip will conclude with a visit to where American war dead from the First World War are buried. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry now says 274 people were killed and nearly 700 hurt in the operation Saturday that freed four Israeli hostages. Beaches have reopened in the waters off the Florida Panhandle, where a woman and two teenage girls were hurt in shark attacks on Friday. Authorities are patrolling the waters and warning people of the risk. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's summer driving season in Wisconsin. Some local leaders look forward to a future of cleaner cars under tighter federal emission standards. Mike Moan reports.
This spring, the federal EPA announced finalized pollution standards for cars and light trucks covering model years 2027 through 2032. For example, they require an industry-wide target of reducing light-duty vehicle emissions by 50%. Chippewa County Board of Supervisors member Pamela Goodman says as a nurse, she's well aware of elevated asthma cases in her region. She hopes those can be addressed with fewer cars emitting harmful pollutants.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
In a news conference, Goodman and other local leaders touted the economic benefits of adding more electric vehicles to the road. Those include consumer savings on repairs and maintenance. They hope policymakers ignore opposition from the oil industry and other skeptics. The rules don't require automakers to use one type of technology, but opponents say subsidies give EVs an unfair advantage. Goodman says maintaining these new standards can also reduce healthcare costs while keeping the labor force strong.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
Environmental policy experts say the new standards also provide more certainty for the automotive industry as it transitions to electric vehicles. EVs are still projected to reach 40% of total passenger car sales in the U.S. by 2030. More optimistic forecasts say they could top 50%. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers rallied to win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee won 5-4 over the Detroit Tigers on Saturday thanks to the bullpen and timely hitting by Jackson Churio, who drove in two runs in the top of the sixth inning to lift the Brewers to victory. Churio, who has been in and out of the lineup this season, came up with a clutch hit late in the ballgame.
Jackson's been, if you've watched his last month, you know, he hasn't got to play every day, but he's helped us win a bunch of times, and today was no exception. I mean, it was a huge hit at a huge time.
Bryce Wilson will pitch the series finale for Milwaukee against the Tigers on Sunday. Host Steve Stricker and Ernie Els lead the MFAM championship at University Ridge at 9-under par after the second day. Wisconsin native Jerry Kelly, a two-time champion in the event, is tied for fourth place, three shots back of the leaders. The event wraps up today. And the Boston Celtics and Dallas Mavericks are back at it tonight in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics have a 1-0 lead in the series. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan report and a special event at St. Croix Rods in Park Falls. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678 or hupe.com. And by the way, all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, again this week, Jeff Kelm and I are crossing paths like ships in the night, as they say. He's in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin at Walleye Weekend, and a big part of Walleye Weekend is the Merck National Walleye Tournament, and he's coordinating that. We'll find out about that and get a report on his son Robert's spring turkey hunt next week, and I did learn that Robert won his first BMX event on Thursday, so he's off to a great start this season. Well, this was a busy week for me as well. I delivered 4 goats to Elizabeth Kramer in Waldo, Wisconsin, who has already 3 goats and 2 ponies, and she's planning to offer goat yoga at her farm in Waldo. Check out Cocktails and Goats on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and TikTok, and visit ElizabethKramerWellness.com for an introduction to goat yoga, and she's holding that on the next full moon coming up June 21st. Check it out, ElizabethKramerWellness.com. Well, I also went fishing on Lake Michigan with Manhart Charters, and Gary Smith and his family, Lauren Voss, joined me, and we really cleaned up. We caught 21 cohos in about 4 hours of fishing. We had a great time. And I also visited the plant in Juneau, Wisconsin, where Serpent Arms manufactures that air-powered shotgun that I've been using for turkey hunting this year. Kevin Grotolution gave us a tour of the plant, and we talked about the shotguns, and I actually brought the guns that Dave Roll and I had borrowed back to Kevin, because they are working on upgrades and we're going to get new ones to use this fall with a lighter trigger pull and maybe some other adaptations as well. Can't wait to try them out. Lauren and I also enjoyed a spring Thanksgiving feast hosted by my friend Bill Zimmerman at Jody Keel's Cackle Creek Game Farm and Shooting Preserve near Ashopin. About 40 of Bill's friends were there, and I brought the air guns and let everybody try them out. And there were a lot of questions because that's a new gun for a lot of people. Most people have never seen them, and several people were interested enough to say, you know what, I think I'm going to have to buy a new shotgun. And then Lauren and I had dinner with my friend and gunsmith Roger Williams and his wife Mary, who were also at the event at Cackle Creek with us, and we enjoyed a visit there, and Mary got a chance to shoot the gun at a turkey target and really enjoyed it. Well, coming up, Sheboygan Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports coho action is still hot on Lake Michigan, but they're starting to get a mixed bag now. Wild Eagle Lodge General Manager Justin Bailing invites us to Up North Beer Fest this weekend in Eagle River. Kevin Long reveals how to locate the best camping spots anywhere in the U.S. with the DYRT.com website. And Josh Lance, Corporate Communications Manager for St. Croix Rods, invites all of us to attend St. Croix's annual Customer Appreciation Day. That's coming up June 22nd in Park Falls, Wisconsin. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer 4 seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, the Range. WI.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
St. Croix's annual Customer Appreciation Day is Saturday, June 22nd, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Join us as we celebrate the anglers who have helped make St. Croix the best rods on earth. Experience how rods are crafted. See the Seven Reels tent. Learn to cast and get a free brat lunch, sponsored by Johnsonville. Attend seminars and gear up with one-day-only deals on rods, reels, and apparel. Learn more in person and online at stcroixrods.com.
Congratulations, graduates from Redmond Realty Group. Redmond would like to recognize the effort and dedication of all 2024 graduates with special shout-outs for graduating members of the Redmond Realty Group family. Eleanor Cody, Lila Kirkham, Grace Redenbaugh, and Tyler Wallace. Enjoy the well-deserved rewards and look ahead to challenges upcoming while celebrating all you have done thus far. Redmond Realty Group is proud of you, just as they're proud to be the number one brokerage in the Northwoods. Elevate your property experience at RedmondRealtyGroup.com, and congratulations, graduates.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan Fishing Report, brought to you, as always, by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store, right there on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on the web at DumperDan.com. And you'll find updates on his Facebook page, including this report, which we post every other week on Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. Other sponsors this week, it's a threefer, actually, brought to you by Bourbon Street Pub and Grill, 1536 Indiana Avenue, and on the web at BourbonStreetSheboygan.com. Hollerin' Hills Bar and Grill, 5837 South Business Drive, and on Facebook at Holler N, the letter N, Holler N Hills, and by Vreeky's Bar, 935 Michigan Avenue, and on Facebook at Vreeky's Bar, and that's spelled V-R-E-E-K-E apostrophe S. Well, after that, I got no time to talk to you, Dan. Joining us from Sheboygan, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. How are you?
I'm good, Dan, and great to be back talking fishing with you once again.
Well, how has the fishing been?
Well, it's been good and great at times and outstanding most of the time on all of the above. As you know, we had probably a record-setting May, the way it looks as we get into June now, still catching these coho salmon. And I haven't seen coho fishing like this in almost 20 years, and the whole month of May was just fantastic for just cohos. Now, as we're getting into June, they're still here. A lot of people have been asking, are you still catching them? Yes. But what they do is they start heading east a little bit offshore. They follow the bait out as the water starts to slowly warm up 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees in a couple week period, and they're a little more offshore, and they're mixed in with rainbow trout, steelhead. The kings are starting to bite, and lake trout. And we're not out that far, Dan. We're fishing anywhere from a mile to about 4 miles out, anywhere from 50, 60 feet of water on out to about 150, 160 feet of water. So easy to still get to these fish, and a good variety here, which is what June is known for.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. What are you catching them on?
Well, now we're starting to switch over tackle. We ran, like I preached to you for the last month, and everybody on Fishing Reports and whatnot on our Facebook page is Red Dodger, Green Flies, but a coho is still very good up high in the water column in the top 30-foot range. Also, the Yellow Dodger with the red dot, my favorite go-to Dodger, flasher, smaller coho Dodger with a green fly, working real well, too, again in the top 30-foot. But now we're starting to run downriggers and wire divers down the middle part of the water column, like halfway to the bottom, and we're catching them down, depending on what depth you're in, anywhere from 40 to 80 feet down, and we're picking off some nice kings. We had a 23, a 22, and a 20-pounder here in the last 48 hours brought back to the Dumper Dam docks. We also, on our Facebook page, landed a ginormous, gorgeous-looking 16-pound steelhead rainbow trout, too. So we're getting rainbows, kings, cohos, and lake trout. Lake trout are coming along the bottom, and then the kings are coming, like I said, halfway down in the water column. The rainbows are usually just under the cohos, or like 30 to 50 feet down. We're catching them on spoons, so we did switch over to some spoons. The kings are coming at 8-inch flashers with flies on them wire divers and downriggers. And then, of course, our coho spread is still up high in the water column. So good variety. Month of June is always big numbers month, and a chance, you know, at a 25, 30-pound salmon for sure.
Yeah, this is the time when everything is out there and you're catching quite a variety. Why are the fish at different depths? Aren't they, or at least the salmon, aren't they eating the same thing?
They are, but as you watch your fish finder graph, and I was out the last two mornings on a couple of my boats, and you see, like, along the bottom, just walls of bait fish. Like, if you're, for instance, in 80 feet of water, it'll be from, like, 60 to 80 down, just walls of bait fish along the bottom. But then you'll get your suspended schools, too. The bait fish aren't all in one area. They're all over, and you'll get them on the surface in the top 20 you'll mark on your graph or fish finder, and then also 40, 50 down. You know, they're like the size of a dime or a quarter going across your screen on the graph, and very cool to watch. In fact, I'll try and get you some pictures on our Facebook page here after this radio report of our graphs, because you can see, you know, like the quarter size ball of 40 feet down of alewife, you know, bait fish, and then hook marks all around it, and them are the salmon feeding on them bait fish. It's really neat to see.
Uh-huh. So the salmon, then the cohos, they feed on the suspended bait fish, and the kings are really after the deeper ones?
Yeah, the kings are a little deeper. They like the cooler water a little better.
Okay.
And they're usually down farther. The cohos are up higher with the rainbows. The kings are always usually suspended. You know, early and late in the day, you know, you can catch a king down 20 feet really easy on a spoon or what have you, whatever you're running. But normally throughout the day, they're down a little deeper in the middle half of that water column, which is normal. They're feeding on them bait. The cohos are usually chasing bait along the surface along with the rainbows. And then the laker's always a bottom feeder. And there's kings and lakers down, you know, close to the bottom as well. But definitely kings deeper, lakers down deeper, and coho rainbow up high. And that's what's fun about this month of June. The water's perfect temperature. You know, it's like 50 to 52 degrees, 53 at the warmest. And, you know, these fish are all over the water column right now. They're not stacked up on a thermocline or on the bottom looking for cold water, because right now it's perfect temp from surface to the bottom.
Okay. Well, do you have openings?
We do, but I'll tell you, I have a hard time keeping up with the phone, but I'm doing my best, and emails and messengers, I get charters on Facebook and texting and all that, but we do have openings. Just about all of our mornings are sold out for June. If you need a morning trip, like yesterday, I had 9 boats out. I had my 6, and then we had a team event company outing, and they had a bunch of boats, and I booked 3 other charters that are friends of mine that park next to me. So if you need a boat and it is a morning and we are full, I'll get you a boat. But I do have some afternoons open yet in June. July and August, they still got some dates available, both morning afternoons, or like our 2 and 3 day packages too, with lodging and fishing. So call me, I'll get you out here. 920-377-1147, Dumper Dan. Otherwise, our Facebook page or DumperDan.com. And on that DumperDan.com website, on the right side, you can access our Facebook page by clicking on that as well.
All right. Well, Dan, we've got a trio of other sponsors this week, Bourbon Street, Hollerin' Hills, and Freaky's. What can you tell us about those places?
All three places are outstanding. One's on the far south side of town, like you mentioned the addresses. One's in the center of town, and one's on the west side of town. Just awesome food, awesome bar and grill, fish fries, what have you, everything, steak sandwiches, chicken. They do a really good job at all three of them locations. Penny owns all three of them. She remodeled two of them for sure. I'm not sure about the third one, but they're all very, very nice bars and grills and just a fancy, nice atmosphere and everything. Jukebox, gambling machines, what have you, dartboards. I mean, just good hangout, good food. Visit one or all of them. They all have a different menu at each one, but awesome food and definitely a place to check out all three of them locations that Penny runs.
You have too many options for lunch. I don't know how you hit them all.
Sheboygan's got, I think, a restaurant and a bar on every corner. But I'll tell you what, when customers come to Sheboygan from Minneapolis or Iowa, the Dakotas, where have you, Illinois, they go home full because we got great food here in Sheboygan. We're really blessed with that. They're all very good, and a lot of our sponsors are pub and grills and supper clubs and what have you. Good food in Sheboygan, just a great place to hang out.
Oh, I agree. I've had many a meal in Sheboygan at some of the places you've mentioned over the years. Any events coming up that we should be talking about?
Well, right now, currently the Salmon Cup going on. That's a traveling tournament, I believe, four different ports on the lake. Sheboygan's one of the stops. That's a two-day tournament happening right now. Later, you know, July 4th, we have our fireworks and all that going on. I'll mention here in a few weeks, as we get closer, the Coho Derby, D-Land Park down at the marina on the lakeshore is back like it used to be back in the days. We'll talk about that. So definitely check back with us. We got a lot of things going on all summer long here in Sheboygan besides just fishing and fine dining. Stay tuned with us, and I'll keep you posted on what's all going on for the Sheboygan area throughout the summer.
All right, Dan, sounds good. I know you're busy. I'll let you go, but we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You got it. I'll be here, Dan. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Sheboygan. His website, again, is DumperDan.com. On Facebook, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. And our other sponsors this week, Bourbon Street Pub and Grill. Online at BourbonStreetSheboygan.com. Holler and Hills Bar and Grill. On Facebook at Holler and Hills. And Vreeky's Bar on Facebook at Vreeky's Bar. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase for your Sunday. Northwest winds gusty, highs in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, it could get a little frosty. As the clouds move out or winds back down, we'll drop into the mid-30s by early Monday morning. We're back in the 70s on Monday. Right now, it's 51.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wild Eagle Lodge in Eagle River, Wisconsin is your next Northwoods getaway. Located on the Eagle River chain of lakes and on the web at wildeaglelodge.com. Wild Eagle Lodge is also the official host resort of our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special and the place where I stay when I'm up in the Eagle River area. And joining us now is Justin Bayling, General Manager of Wild Eagle Lodge. Justin, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Absolutely, glad to be here.
Are you ready for the summer crowds?
We are. We're ready for them. It was a slow winter, so we're ready to see people again.
Well, you say a slow winter. I guess the lack of snow was a bit of a problem up there. I know the snowmobile derby managed to happen despite the weather. How was your business?
It was slow. Yeah, the derby happened, but pod hockey didn't, and the snowmobile trails didn't open, which was a rarity up here. So I heard everybody up north.
Yeah, it certainly did. What is going on now that should attract people to the Eagle River area?
Well, we have a great event this weekend called the Up North Beer Fest. So if you're a beer fan, you can come up and sample a whole bunch of different beers. Tickets are available on the Chamber site. And then there are a number of summer activities the Chamber puts out, festivals, things like that. And you've got summer biking, hiking, and just a great time to be out on the water and enjoy the Northwoods with the great weather.
All right. And what is that website?
EagleRiver.org.
Okay, well, that's an easy one. And for folks who are not familiar with Wild Eagle Lodge, tell us how you operate. It's really a series of privately owned or rented condos, right?
Correct. It's a condominium complex that we rent out owner's units for them. So we have 78 units on the property. We're an 18-acre property, have a sand beach. We're on two lakes, Lynx and Duck Lake. Indoor swimming pool, hot tub, tennis court, basketball court, sand volleyball court. Everything you want for the summer vacation.
And a very nice dining facility as well.
We're looking for someone to take that over right now. So it's closed right now, but we're hoping to have that open as soon as we can.
Ah, okay. Well, I hope so, because I always enjoy a dinner there at the Blue Heron when we come up for an event in July or August. And that's usually when I'm up there. So how does it work if someone wants to rent one of these condos that somebody else owns?
They give us a call. 715-479-3151. Otherwise, you can visit our website, wildeaglelodge.com, and you can see what the full fourth rooms look like, and you can make reservations online any way that they would like to.
Okay. And do you have availability now in June?
We have availability in June, and we're filling up for July, so if people want to come up in July, they should really get their dates into us and see what we have available.
Okay. Well, we'll let you go because I know you're a busy guy there. We appreciate this report. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
I'll just come on up and head north.
Head north, yes. All right. Well, Justin, thanks so much. You have a great weekend. Do you get over to Beer Fest yourself?
I'm going to try.
All right. Yeah, I think my son might be there because I know Adventure Club Brewing has been there in the past out of Bayfield, and those guys sometimes dress up as pirates, which fits right in with the pirate boat theme on one of your lakes there.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch again.
All right. Sounds good.
Justin Bayling is General Manager of Wild Eagle Lodge. You can find out more about renting a condo there at wildeaglelodge.com, and you can learn about all these events coming up in Eagle River at eagleriver.org. You're listening to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Summer camping season is in full swing now that June is here, and of course we've been talking about Wisconsin with more than 50 state parks and hundreds of federal, state, and private campgrounds to choose from. But maybe you'd like to camp somewhere other than Wisconsin. How do you pick a campground? Well, joining me now is Kevin Long. He is CEO and co-founder of The Dirt. It's a camping reservation website and much more. Its website is thedyrt.com. And we're actually reaching him somewhere in Bend, Oregon. He's in the Dirtmobile, which I understand is a modified Sprinter, which is a great vehicle. And Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Now, you are originally from the Twin Cities, and your co-founder and wife, you said, is from Bemidji, so you've got a Minnesota connection.
Oh, yeah. We have plenty of times there. Our roots are in Minnesota for sure.
Okay. Well, what is the DYRT, the Dirt? What is it?
We have a website, and we're also the number one ranked camping app. If you were to go to either app store and put in camping, the Dirt comes up number one. We have the largest collection of campgrounds all across the U.S. Everything from RVing to state parks to national parks to private glamping properties to free camping. You name it, the dirt has it. And we have the most user-submitted pictures, videos, and reviews of campgrounds. That's the whole heartbeat of the dirt, is millions of campers across the U.S. submitting those reviews and pictures of campgrounds just to make it easier for you to make that selection of where you want to go camping. That's what the dirt's all about.
Fantastic. And we will get to glamping, but how do your reservations work? Well, so let's say I go to The Dirt, and it's D-Y-R-T, thedirt.com, then what?
You go to The Dirt, and you get dropped into a map, and then you select what kind of campgrounds you want to look for. Do you want to look for state parks? Do you want to look for national parks? Do you want to look for RV, private camping, you name it? The Dirt has it. It has all the pictures and reviews. You can select what you want to go to. And then, if it's bookable on The Dirt, you can book it right on The Dirt. If it's not bookable on The Dirt, we send you off to the website of, let's say, a state park or national park reservation system where you can make that reservation. So think about The Dirt as we're the one-stop shop that has all the campgrounds and all the reviews and all the pictures, so you can decide where you want to go. And then you can either book it right on The Dirt, or we send you right to the spot where you can book it.
Okay, well, let's talk about glamping. Now, we have camping opportunities throughout Wisconsin. I don't know how many glamping places we have, but a lot of people are backpackers. I have one friend who camps, even in the winter, out of hammocks. They have a frozen butt hang where they camp, with hanging their hammocks between trees. But
sure.
Glamping is kind of an upgrade from that style of camping. What is it?
Well, glamping is for people who are interested in camping, but they want to be a bit more comfortable and do some glamping. So imagine a big safari tent that has cots and pillows and comforters and potentially like heat or fans, electricity. You want some of the comforts there. You also could go to something that has maybe like a small A-frame cabin. That would also be another example of glamping. You know, when we look at The Dirt, you don't have to be uncomfortable to be a camper.
Right.
You can go glamping. You can get a good night's sleep. You can be comfortable. Everyone in your party or your family is happy. And then, hey, go enjoy the great outdoors. You know, get in a big hike there.
Cool. Yeah, you know, I think the closest I've come to glamping, I was on a photo safari in Kenya, Africa, about 20 years ago. And there were these base camps that were like unbelievable resorts dropped in the middle of the jungle. One of them we had to get to by helicopter. Others, you know, we rode a Land Rover for miles through the bush, and there they were with a hot tub and a shower and comfortable beds with little private tents on platforms, that kind of thing, and lions out in the woods. But we were safe in those little tents. So that's the kind of thing that a glamping campground can offer, right?
That is it, Dan. I mean, it's the same concept that's been pulled across. And now, I mean, we're talking about thousands of campgrounds across the U.S. of private landowners who have turned their properties into a glamp ground with the exact same thing that you're talking about. You know, and it's gotten so popular at The Dirt that we actually started doing an annual Glampies Awards,
yes,
where we look at all the different properties across the U.S., and give out awards for it. We've been doing it every year in a row. We always pick different properties, and we base it on popularity, usage, and reviews on The Dirt. And you know, Dan, this last year, I don't know if you saw the list, but there was one from Wisconsin that made the top 10.
I did see that, and I was going to ask you about the Glampies, so I'm glad you mentioned it. How does that work? We can nominate a campground?
Yep, so owners can nominate a campground. Users also do it as well. And then they put it into the running, and then it gets reviewed along with the other properties that are out there in the U.S.
Okay, so tell us about the Glampies then. There are the top 10.
Yeah, the top 10 Glampies on The Dirt. Sailor Springs Glamping is just outside of Bayfield, Wisconsin, and it made the top 10, which is really exciting because you think about it, you're talking about thousands of lamp grounds that they competed against. So it's pretty neat to see that Wisconsin made it in there. You know, a little bit about this glamp ground, Sailor Springs Glamp Ground just out of Bayfield. You're coming into not a campground with hundreds of other campers. You're coming into a private land that only has three glamping sites.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a lot of that seclusion and peace of mind right away. One of those sites is a creekside A-frame cabin, and the other two are these big canvas safari tent, kind of like what you were talking about, Dave.
Yep.
Except it's right in Wisconsin. You don't have to go to Kenya for these.
And
that's
right.
What you can find on dirt.
My son lives in Bayfield, so I'm going to mention this place to him. He doesn't have to camp because he lives right there, but maybe some of the folks who come up and sail with him. He's a sailing captain with All Hands Sailing out of Bayfield on Lake Superior, and his wife is a kayak guide. So they may have people who come to spend a few days, you know, on the water, but then they got to stay overnight someplace. So glamping would be a great combination.
What a fun experience, too. You know, instead of getting the old hotel there, instead of doing an Airbnb, go do a glamp ground. It's just as comfortable. It's a fun experience. And you wake up to a porch. No one's out there. You have your coffee right there. What a great experience. These are the kind of things that we do on the dirt, is we want people to know that there's a lot of different kinds of camping, and camping is really different than it was 10 years ago. The inventory has changed, your options have changed, the equipment's gotten better, the comfortability's gotten better, and so we just really like to encourage people on the dirt to find what fits your needs. We'll give you all the reviews and pictures, we'll give you all the options. We just want to help you get outside.
All right. Well, Kevin, we're going to let you go, but thank you so much for giving us the lowdown on the dirt, the dirty skinny, as they say, the quick and dirty view of the dirt. Where'd you get that name, D-Y-R-T?
You know, it's all the biggest frustration we have with looking for a campground is you can find campgrounds out there on the government sites or whatever, but they all kind of look the same.
Hmm.
And what we wanted to do is build a platform that people are submitting, campers all over the country, pictures, videos, and reviews. And we want people to be able to get the dirt, get the skinny, find out what you're going to do before you make that decision on your family vacation or your trip with friends. And that's what the name's all about. Get the dirt on the best places to camp.
All right. Well, Kevin, thank you so much. Continue visiting campgrounds. I'm sure you're doing some camping and glamping and reviewing yourself out there, and we appreciate you spending some time with us.
You betcha. Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome. Kevin Long, on the road in the Dirtmobile near Bend, Oregon, and check them out, thedyrt.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
St. Croix's annual Customer Appreciation Day is Saturday, June 22nd, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Join us as we celebrate the anglers who have helped make St. Croix the best rods on earth. Experience how rods are crafted. See the Seven Reels tent. Learn to cast and get a free brat lunch, sponsored by Johnsonville. Attend seminars and gear up with one-day-only deals on rods, reels, and apparel. Learn more in person and online at stcroixrods.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, the Range. WI.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase for your Sunday. Northwest winds gusty, highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight it could get a little frosty. As the clouds move out or winds back down, we'll drop into the mid 30s by early Monday morning. We're back in the 70s on Monday. Right now it's 51.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. St. Croix Rods in Park Falls, Wisconsin is holding its Customer Appreciation Day, and they do this every year now. It's coming up on Saturday, June 22nd at St. Croix headquarters, right in almost downtown Park Falls. You can't miss it. And you can learn more at stcroixrods.com. Or joining me now to talk about Customer Appreciation Day is Josh Lance. He's Corporate Communications Manager for St. Croix Rods. Josh, thanks for joining us, and welcome to our growing Outdoors Radio Network.
Oh, Dan, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're one of my heroes and an old friend, too. I think I can call you an old friend at this point.
Oh, so, absolutely.
I don't know how many years it's been, but it's been a while.
It's been a long time. And I sometimes introduce guests as friends, and I didn't this time simply because, I don't know, maybe people think I only talk to my friends. But it is great to talk to you. And I will ask you this before we get into this. You've been with St. Croix now for... It's been about a year, maybe more, right?
Yeah, actually almost 2 years.
Okay.
Now as communications manager, and then I've been involved with the brand for a little over 8 years now, working with their marketing team when I was with Traditions Media, the agency. Great company to work for, great people, and as I'm sure all your listeners know, great products as well.
Absolutely, and of course I've been using St. Croix Rods, not exclusively, but very, very aggressively, I would say, for... Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many years. I know I caught my first fly rod muskie on a St. Croix that I got back in 1988, so it's been a while I've been using your rods. And I like them. You know, your slogan, best rods on earth, there's a reason for that. They are really good quality rods.
Yeah, no, always glad to hear that. And it's a marketing slogan, yes, but as I've come to work with the people who build these rods and, you know, all the teams that put the energy into making the best rods on earth, I tell people it's really like it's a mantra for everybody who works for St. Croix. Yes, it's our slogan, but it's a reminder every day that that's our goal, is to build the best rods on earth for our anglers. So that's how we look at it.
And you build them right there in Park Falls, and this Customer Appreciation Day includes an opportunity to see how that happens, right?
Yeah, so we kind of move some of the operations outside. If you want to come early or stay late, anybody can always schedule a factory tour. They can do that anytime they're going to be up and around Park Falls. Go on the website. But we've actually moved for Customer Appreciation Day. We have a rod building tent outside, and we have a lot of the major steps of building the rod that people can see in that in the rod building tent. So, you know, new this year too, we've got our partner brand Seven Reels, and we have a similar tent out there for the Seven side. If people aren't familiar with Seven, that's 7 decades of building rod. What went into the name of Seven Reels, and we've got the special tent out there, and we run 17 or 18, call them torture tests, on all of our reel models, and we've got some of those devices that the engineering staff actually built to, you know, that tests all of those reels. You know, we cycle them hundreds of thousands of times and freeze them, drop them, you know, all kinds of stuff. So that's an interesting thing, too, that's new this year.
And probably more abuse than the average angler would put to a reel over even a lifetime, maybe, of using it.
Yeah, and that's the idea, Dan. Coming out of the gate with a new reel brand, obviously there's tons of choices that people have. When our teams got together and decided we were going to do this, you know, almost 4 years ago, reliability that was going to be our hallmark, being, you know, backed by St. Croix rod. We can't afford to do anything less, you know, to disappoint anglers. So our reels don't have a ton of fancy features on them. You know, our design philosophy is if it doesn't help improve the angling experience, you're probably not going to find it on our reels. But what you are going to find is incredibly smooth and durable and long-lasting mechanicals, you know, in the reels that make them last a long time, so you can have a worry-free experience out on the waters.
Well, I have one of your reels on a bait casting rod, and boy, it is smooth, and I'm looking forward to trying some more. I don't know if I can make it up there for Customer Appreciation Day. You and I were talking about that. But if I do, I definitely will say hello and take a look at how those reels are made. In fact, you were telling me the name Seven, spelled S-E-V-I-I-N, relates to the seven decades and more of the company, but also there's another little hidden secret in that name, isn't there?
Oh, are you talking about the Roman numeral
stuff? Yeah.
We have a really great creative team here, too. You know, as we talk about 32 hands that touch every rod and handcraft every rod for our anglers, we've got some good creative people, you know, that we work with on the marketing side as well. So that came up, and everybody just kind of nodded their head. And, you know, you wouldn't believe what goes into, you know, coming up with a name, the hours of workshops and strategizing sessions and research and stuff. But everybody kind of nodded their head and thought, yeah, this is great.
So. Well, that is cool. Yeah, so VII, the Roman numeral 7, is right in the middle of the name Seven for seven reels. So that's, it's not a misspelling, folks. That's how the reel is spelled. Well, let's get back to Customer Appreciation Day. You've got seminars happening there, right?
Yeah, we do. Things kick off at 7 o'clock, and first I'll tell all of your listeners, you know, I know you already said the website, stinkcroyrods.com. You can actually pre-register if you want to come up and attend CAD in person. You don't need to pre-register. You can just stop by, but that will help you make sure you're registered for all our hourly giveaways and things like that. Yeah, we start at 7 o'clock. Our seminars start at 10 o'clock. The first one, one of our staffers, Mike Yawk, great guy, been fishing the Mississippi River forever. He's just going to do a kind of a multi Species Opportunities seminar talking about Mississippi River fishing. Brian Brosdahl, a name I'm sure that's familiar to a lot of your listeners. Bro is going to be here, and he's going to talk about drop shotting with plastics for panfish, which a lot of people drop shot for bass. Maybe they haven't thought about doing it for panfish.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's going to kick off at 11. Then our good friend Tony Roach, one of the hardest working guides in the upper Midwest. And it's hard to believe Tony's been at it for like almost 30 years now, I think, which is crazy to think about. He's going to be talking about walleye fishing. And then we're going to wrap things up at 1 o'clock, Dan, with a muskie panel. We've got Steve Heiding, Andy Hendrickson, who's a guide up in the Northwoods, Brody Vance, and Kevin Wagner. So they're going to be giving a presentation on muskie fishing. Interactive, totally. Plenty of opportunities for people to ask questions. And if you can't make it to Park Falls, too, again, go to our website to get the schedule. We're going to live stream these on Facebook and on our YouTube channel as well, so people can participate in the seminars virtually.
Absolutely. You mentioned giveaways.
We've always done giveaways at Customer Appreciation Day. They're just kind of fun. We give away a really nice prize package every hour on the hour. But a lot of people come to Customer Appreciation Day, you know, for the special deals that we only do once a year. You know, people that have shopped St. Croix rods, they probably noticed, you know, we don't do too much discounting, and our dealers don't either. But, man, this is an opportunity. Like, I think we've got 45% off a bunch of ice rods. You know, when we retire a rod series, we just redid Mojo Bass last year, so we still got our original Mojo Bass models. These are brand new rods. They're just not current models. We're going to be selling those for $75. We're going to have $60 Bass X rods, a whole bunch of other great deals, too, that people can only get once a year. And there's a thing called B-Stock rods, too. Anybody who's ever been up to the factory store knows how popular those are. And, you know, I think we do something like, we have it like a 99% pass rate at each of our stations in the factory, but that less than 1% where the label goes on maybe just a tiny bit crooked. Like, I picked hundreds of these B-Stock rods up. I can't tell the difference in them. You know, it's a cosmetic thing.
Yeah.
They work just fine.
Yeah.
Those are already discounted, and at CAD, we're selling them at 25% off what we normally sell them for. So, again, just a lot of deals like that that excite people, and those are all going to be online, too. So, you know, again, if you can't make it, check the website. We'll have all those deals live that one day only, June 22nd, through our factory store.
Fantastic. And if you can make it, there's lunch even.
Yeah, our friends at Johnsonville are feeding everybody. We usually expect between 2,000 and 2,500 people up there. Hopefully we've got beautiful weather this year. Maybe we can beat that. But yeah, we'll cook a lot of brats, a lot of hot dogs, and feed everybody, make sure they have a good time. So.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks so much for that look at what's going on the 22nd. We've been promoting it with a 30-second spot, but I thought it would be a good idea to get a little bigger view, a little better picture of what's happening on that day. So thank you so much, and I will let you know if I can make it up there.
Thanks, Dan. Always a pleasure. Appreciate what you do very much, sir.
You bet. Josh Lance is the Corporate Communications Manager for St. Croix Rods. We've been talking about Customer Appreciation Day, or CAD for short, happening June 22nd. That's Saturday, pretty much all day, starting at 7 if you want to get there that early. Seminar starting at 10, and you can learn all about it, and you can attend virtually if you can't make it at stcroixrods.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library. Lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Do you want to enjoy pancakes in the park? Then head on over to Copper Falls State Park in Mellon, Wisconsin on Sunday, June 16th from 8:30 a.m. to noon for some pancakes, fresh fruit, your choice of sausage or bacon, and your choice of beverage, which includes juice, milk, tea, or coffee. The prices are $5 for one meal, $8 for two meals, and $10 for three meals. The proceeds will support the park trails. A state park admission sticker will be required.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They've got more than 45 fishing boats on display from Crestliner, Yarcraft, and Camus, and the Yarcraft End of Model Year promotion ends this Saturday, June 8th. Check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers, because I mentioned a few of them, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast there or download any episode going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on a lot of platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. You can find Jeff on social media at Hardwater Jeff. Find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Well, next week, June 10th through the 14th, is Wild Turtle Week. Watch for turtles crossing roads as they leave ponds and wetlands looking for places to lay their eggs. And if you can safely stop and help a turtle cross the road, make sure you point it in the direction it was headed. You can learn more on the DNR website under keywords Wisconsin Turtle Conservation Program. And the DNR is accepting applications through July 1st for a Learn to Hunt Deer event at Sandhill Wildlife Area. It's for youth hunters ages 12 to 15 and adults who have no previous experience hunting deer with a firearm. Details again on the DNR website, this time keywords Sandhill Learn to Hunt. And June is also Invasive Species Action Month. You can learn how you can help prevent the spread of invasive aquatic and terrestrial vegetation on the DNR website, keywords invasive species. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next show is June 16th at Big Top Chautauqua, when he and his friends will perform Riding the Wind. And that's the show, Warren says, built the big tent. It's a free matinee starting at 1 p.m. And for more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. And for info on Big Top Chautauqua shows, visit bigtop.org. I'm Dan Small, and I know I keep saying this, but Jeff Kelm will be back next week. So you get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.